The world watched with a mixture of horror and awe on Tuesday as footage circulated of Joaquin Guzman Loera, better known as El Chapo, breaking out of his prison cell through a hatch in a shower that led to a mile-long underground tunnel. The Mexican drug lord's escape from the Altiplano maximum security prison has not only humiliated Mexican authorities, but it's exasperated U.S. drug enforcement officials who helped secure his capture in the first place and would like to help secure his recapture. So far, Mexican officials have denied the U.S. offers of assistance, but the Mexican authorities are offering a $3.8 million reward for details leading to his capture. Joining us with more is Arturo Fontes, a retired FBI agent who spent at least a decade investigating Mr. Guzman. He's also a consultant for Fontes International, a security and investigation firm. Arturo, welcome to The Takeaway.
Yes, John. Nice to meet you.
Where do you think El Chapo is right now, and what do you think he's thinking about all of this?
Many people believe that Chapo may have left the country, and Chapo, I believe, is either in between Durango, state of Durango, or Sinaloa. Those are two states that he feels very comfortable with. He does frequent another state in Jalisco, but he's having a war. There's problems in Jalisco, for Sinaloa, so he's most likely hiding in those two states.
And those are places where, churches held prayer vigils for him, where people actually celebrated his escape, where he's not necessarily viewed as a criminal or a fugitive.
Yeah, that's correct. He's looked as Robin Hood. He's looked at as a lesser evil compared to a lot of the new organizations that popped up, that the new modus operandi is kidnappings and extortions. He's always avowed to the people that he is someone to be trusted among the community, that his business is drug trafficking, and that he's not there to disrupt, commerce or to kidnap the people that are there.
Of course, he's a ruthless killer who's responsible for the deaths of thousands of people, as you well know. But the fact that he's out really underscores the weakness of the Mexican government, its inability to control those territories that you've spoken about. Why wouldn't the Mexican government want U.S. cooperation here or U.S. help?
As of yesterday, I believe, from talking to some of my friends in law enforcement, in Mexico, I believe that that the Mexican government has asked for their assistance and cooperation.
So quietly, the situation is changing a little bit.
Yes.
This is the tunnel man. Chapo really is an expert in using tunnels both for trafficking in drugs and in this escape. What do you make of these tunnels?
I was in San Diego from 1994 to 2004. I also spent two tours in Guadalajara. Tunnels that were discovered there. Chapo always had, trademark. So this is not a surprise. In addition to that, when he escaped from the first jail, at Puente Grande in Jalisco, one of his main his lieutenants, Damaso Lopez Lugo, is someone that was a warden. And so there's no surprise that he may have been one of the masterminds helping Chapo, escape from jail, along with some of the engineers that helped with this tunnel.
And one of the things Chapo can do when he's in prison is basically go up to anyone in the prison and say, you want your kids to go to college in the United States? What do you want, a new car, a new house? We can make that happen. I mean, he can make an offer that at some point they can't refuse.
Yeah, keep in mind that Chapo is a billionaire. He does have deep pockets. He does have, a lot of charisma, with a lot of the people that work with him. He's very elusive. And he's very ruthless. He's someone that now it is more difficult to apprehend him. He will not use the phone as much, and he will probably use the same modus operandi of Osama bin Laden, where Osama bin Laden would use messengers to do his business.
And this will take years to recapture Chapo, or will this maybe be a quick recapture?
We can't underestimate the Mexican government. When it wants to take action, it takes action. Very quickly, within the last 3 years, some of the top drug traffickers have been arrested. And again, it's unprecedented.
Arturo Fontes is a retired FBI agent who spent at least 10 years investigating El Chapo. He's also a consultant for Fontes International, a security and investigation firm. Thanks so much, Arturo.
Thank you, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.